With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California Senator Kamala Harris announced Tuesday that she's dropping out of the race for president. But political observers in the state say she could still have a long and formidable career ahead. Republican political consultant Mike Madrid says Harris will escape some damage by getting out early and avoid possibly embarrassing losses in early states, including her home state.
Well, I think she's got the opportunity to kind of rebuild. There's no question that this was a setback, not just for this race, but I think at least for the moment that, you know, the shine on her national star has, you know, lost some of its luster. I don't think there's any debate about that.
Madrid says Harris has work to do if she's going to make another run for president.
I think she's going to have to start really defining and building a reputation for at least one, perhaps two issue sets in the U.S. Senate. I mean, the opportunity is there certainly on foreign policy issues.
A recent poll for the L.A. Times showed more than half of likely Democratic primary voters thought Harris should quit the race. The California legislature launched a new office earlier this year to investigate sexual harassment complaints. But the Senate and Assembly are declining to release data on allegations from the new Workplace Conduct Unit, even though they've made similar disclosures in the past. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
In February of last year, after pressure from the Me Too movement, the notoriously tight-lipped legislature broke with tradition. The Senate and Assembly each released a dozen years of data on sexual harassment allegations, such as the numbers of complaints against lawmakers and staff. A couple of months ago, we asked for the latest data. They gave it to us, but only up through the launch of its new investigative unit earlier this year.
The Workplace Conduct Unit as it stands right now really is a black box.
Samantha Corbin is a Sacramento lobbyist who helped mobilize women seeking culture change at the state capitol under the We Said Enough banner. Her group has praised the legislature for creating the new Workplace Conduct Unit, but she says
the best way to build trust with the community you're hoping to serve is through transparency.
The unit is continuing the legislature's other new practice of releasing substantiated allegations against lawmakers and senior staff. But Stockton-based HR consultant Mike Letizia says you can't judge if capital culture is truly improving without data on all allegations.
The only way that we can tell whether something is successful or not is by measuring the results. If we don't ever find out results, then it's an empty process.
But that data could still be made public. In a joint statement, the top Senate and Assembly administrators said they expect to have ongoing discussions about releasing more information that furthers the legislature's commitment to cultural change. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Background checks on gun purchases in the U.S. are climbing toward a record high this year. The firearms industry says people are rushing to buy weapons in reaction to the Democratic presidential candidate's calls for tighter restrictions. By the end of November, more than 25.4 million background checks, generally seen as a strong indicator of gun sales, had been conducted by the FBI. A storm will trigger steady rain showers today throughout Riverside County before leaving the region by Thursday morning, according to the National Weather Service. The agency issued a flash flood warning that will be in effect from 6 a.m. through this afternoon in the Inland Empire, the Riverside metropolitan area, and the Riverside County mountains. Bands of heavy rain are expected, and a chance of thunderstorms will persist until this evening in the mountains and the Riverside metropolitan area. The storm, amplified by an atmospheric river from the south, is expected to produce 3/4 to 1.5 inches of rain in the Inland Empire and 1.5 to 2 inches in the Riverside County mountains, though the Coachella Valley and desert areas farther east will probably receive less than a half inch, meteorologists said. Snow levels will drop to 6,000 feet by tonight, making road closures in the San Gorgonio Pass or along State Route 74 near Mountain Center less likely. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.